How do reward credit cards work? When you swipe your credit card and spend money, you get points as a reward for spending. Every credit card issuer offers reward points, but the worth of reward points will vary across cards. For instance, some banks offer you 1 point for every A Superscript 100 spent, and the value of 1 point could be 20-40 pays, while there are companies that offer 2 points for every A Superscript 100. You can ask the bank executive to explain the value of every point that you earn. Credit card companies offer it against transactions such as shopping, buying travel tickets, and high-value purchases. There is also a cap on how much you need to have as a reward point while you redeem it. The best rewards credit cards earn either credit card points, hotel points, airline miles, or cash back. You earn these rewards each time you use your rewards card, and you may earn bonus rewards on certain types of purchases. Technically speaking, credit card points are the rewards you earn within a card's own reward system. They can be redeemed for travel, statement credits, gift cards, and more. Examples include Chase's Ultimate Rewards A Registered Points, American Express's Membership Rewards A Registered Points, and Citi's Thank You A Registered Points. However, many people also use the term credit card points as a catch-all phrase for credit card-based rewards, including hotel and airline miles. How much are credit card points worth? On average, the value of any given credit card point tends to hover around 1 cent per point. However, credit card point values vary greatly. This depends both on the rewards program and how you choose to redeem your credit card rewards points. Points with some premium credit cards can be redeemed for $0.0125 or $0.015 per point, and strategic redemptions can often squeeze up to 3 cents or 4 cents out of each point. On the other hand, some redemptions, like statement credits and gift cards, yield only $0.005 to $0.008 per point. How do you redeem credit card points? Credit card points are often redeemed for travel, but most credit card rewards programs also let you redeem them for cash back, statement credits, gift cards, or online shopping. The value you'll get from your points depends mostly on how they're redeemed. You can log on to your credit card rewards portal to see all of your redemption options. 1. Redeeming for travel. Travel credit cards usually allow you to redeem your credit card points through a travel portal within your credit card account. Most will allow you to book flights or hotel rooms using those points, and some even allow you to book transportation, tours, and other travel-related activities. This is one of the best ways to redeem your points if you want both value and flexibility. 2. Transferring to airline and hotel partners. A few major credit card rewards programs, including Chase's Ultimate Rewards A Registered and American Express's Membership Rewards A Registered, also allow you to transfer your points to a list of airline and hotel partners, often at a 1-to-1 ratio. For example, you may be able to turn 20,000 points into 20,000 Delta Sky Miles or 20,000 Hilton Honors points. If done strategically, this redemption option can be one of the best ways to maximize your credit card rewards. 3. Redeeming for cash back or statement credits. Many rewards programs let you turn your points into cash back or statement credits. This is great. You want the flexibility to liquidate your credit card points for cash. However, this is one of the lowest value point redemptions. 4. Redeeming for gift cards or shopping. A lot of rewards programs offer the option to redeem your points through an online shopping portal or for gift cards. This offers more flexibility if you aren't interested in travel, but it generally offers low value. Are credit card rewards worth it? Credit card rewards can be very lucrative, especially if you choose the right credit card for your needs, and read up on the best ways to earn and redeem credit card points. Make sure the reward points you earn are easy to use as well. If not, you might want to consider a cashback card instead of a travel credit card. Keep in mind that credit card interest rates are usually quite high, and the best ones also come with an annual fee. It's critical to make sure that the fees you pay don't outweigh the rewards you earn. If you have a credit card with an annual fee, make sure it's a good fit for your spending habits. The rewards need to be valuable enough to cancel out that annual fee.